be a great loss of face, both to him and to Coffin in Maine, if he could not get an ambassadorial appointment. However, he hastened to say that he didn't feel in a position to guide you in your choice of men, and that he recognized that this has to be your choice completely. But he did want to say that.
Oh, that's not my choice, doesn't it?
For Panama, right. And I said, well, I would get back and talk to you again. And my suggestion would be, as an alternative to Panama, if you want to go an ambassadorial one, would be El Salvador, where we're going to suggest that you remove the guy who's there now, a man by the name of Murat Williams, and send him over to the Dominican Republic. He's due for a move out of El Salvador now anyway.
What is that? Is that appeal, guy?
Would Salvador appeal to Coffin?
No.
Yeah.
What's there? They both pay the same?
I think probably the Salvador mission is a little bit less than the Panama one, Mr. President. One's probably I think Salvador is a Class 3 post, but it's not a significant amount of money. The Salvador one is important, but not as important as Panama.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just have to make up my mind whether I want to give him El Salvador or nothing, because he doesn't want the parish post, is that right?
I wouldn't say it flatly he didn't, but the way they put it, or the way Muskie put it, was that if it weren't an ambassadorial post, he thought it would be a pretty bad kick in the tail both to him and to Frank. And
that's a lot of baloney. We know that. We know that everybody imagines that everybody in Maine is watching what Coffin gets.
Yeah.
Everybody's been this racket 32 years and know that most of them don't know Coffin. I had a poll made about myself after I'd been in Congress 12 years. I'd never heard of it.
Well, I'm inclined to agree. I must say, on this score, though, that there are quite a number of, called bleeding heart groups around that would, or your Democratic study group, it wouldn't make much difference, but they'd all be wringing their hands. He was close to them, you know, it still is.
And I guess we can get his resignation anytime we want it if he messes things up there, can't we?
That would be no strain at all. I tell you, the one thing that's concerning him, Mr. President, I did talk to him, as you asked, to Frank himself last week, his feeling that he doesn't enjoy your confidence and that he feels completely loyal to you. And
he doesn't enjoy it. I don't know anything about his loyalty, but he told me that I didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Yeah, well.
Here at the Mayflower Hotel one night, and I told him we had a fight coming on foreign aid.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, much confidence in a fellow that tells me that I don't know what the hell I'm talking about in front of 50 guests.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. He doesn't remember that incident, I'm sure.
I wouldn't be surprised, because it's a cocktail party, but if I tell you that you don't know what the hell you're talking about, you remember it, don't you?
I certainly would, sir.
Well, I'll talk to Muskie and we'll see if we can work it out to El Salvador.
All right, sir.
Okay.
May I take some time with you sometime later this afternoon to go over a few of these others?
Yeah, I was hoping I was going to get off for the afternoon.
Well, why don't you then, and we'll do it tomorrow.
Well enough this morning to get off this afternoon?
Yeah, I understand it was terrific.
All right, okay.